welcome back to Band Biographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm back with a little catch-up about what's been happening over the last month since the last episode went out, and what you can expect from the upcoming episode. Typically, right after recording the shout-out segment on the previous Inter episode after the Sex Pistols story, a bunch of people came out of the ether and began getting in touch. So as well as to people like Steve Marshall, Smokey, Greg Armstrong, Joseph Stylin, Kev, Megan Colgate, Andrew Bartlett, Gabriella, Stephen at Propaganda Media, Stevie Sedge, Andy Case, and Six Shot on Instagram, who regularly like and share the posts by this podcast. I'd also like to give special shout-outs to Dave, at Yellowbug1969 on Twitter, Stacey Nicholson, who has really got on board across multiple platforms, Pamela P. Rock and Roll Nurse, at Rock and Roll Nurse 1 on Twitter, who got in touch about the insane gig she's been to, Plaid on Flannel, Michael Edmund Kelly, at Gridstip on Twitter, The Vinyl Goddess 13, at Lapse Vinyl God 1, Daz, at Daz Desertron, for chatting with me about David Bowie, as well as a bunch of people on Instagram, though Instagram doesn't let me go back through more than a couple of weeks' worth of notifications on there, unfortunately, but you know who you are. Unfortunately, there have been no extra reviews on iTunes. As I said at the time, why not get creative with it? Instead of leaving a review of the show, or if you can't think about what to put about the show, why not leave a review of the last gig you went to, the last album you listened to, or a band you've recently got into? However, there are a few people following the show on Podbean, so thank you also to KW Collett, Urinal2001, Kevney, James, JDTK Rowe, Angela, Alan Galaxy, Ian C and Steve Cool. I have to admit, The Damned wasn't an easy band to write about, mainly because they've never really courted the press or caused too much controversy. I mean, even their fallings out never really went public. The other reason is their constant breaking up, getting back together, solo careers, side projects, and a revolving door roster which made it very difficult to keep a coherent timeline together. The Damned simply plugged away, quietly racking up all those firsts. I reckon probably the fact that looking back now we hold them up as being the first UK punk band to release a single, an album and to tour America is the only reason we remember them at all, beyond the success that they had with a couple of their singles like Eloise. But this is why I needed to showcase them second in this series. They may not have grabbed the headlines in the same way the Pistols did. They didn't have the political chops of The Clash or the quirky charm of Susie and the Banshees. But what they did have was an indomitable work ethic. And the fact they're still going as strong, if not stronger, today just cements the fact that they're a great band and deserve rightful recognition for it. Now, on to this Friday's episode. It's my great pleasure to bring you the story of Generation X and its frontman Billy Idol, who went on to have more success as a solo artist than almost any other figure from the 70s UK punk fraternity. Certainly the most successful of the Bromley contingent anyhow. As I record this, I've just re-recorded some lines for that upcoming episode, as well as recorded most of the script for the episode after that. The combined number of pages for these two scripts is 58, so they're getting longer, despite me wanting to cap the episodes at around 90 minutes for my own sanity. But I'm loving the research and the writing, and while I've got the time, I want to make these as in-depth and interesting as I can for you. This also doesn't mean that I'm going to be reducing the quality of the episodes in future, just that I might not be able to release them quite as regularly as once a month. But if all goes to plan, and there doesn't seem to be a lot standing in my way right now, the Generation X episode will be with you on Friday the 26th of June. But, as ever, if anything changes, you'll be the first to know via the social channels on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Time to get on with it then. As always, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and please don't hesitate to get in touch with me in the meantime, as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on the podcast platform of your choice. Till next time then, see you in the pit.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.